You know, we keep hearing about the high level and frequency of gun violence in places like Chicago, New York City. Well, New Jersey is not immune to the situation. For example, in 2021, New Jersey shootings increased by 6%. You dig into the stat, you can find some good news, bad news situations as well. For example, in Paterson, the number of shooting incidents dropped by 5%, 118 in 2020 down to 112 last year, while the total number of fatal and non-fatal shooting victims, that dropped by 4%, 165 to 158, according to data came out this month from the New Jersey State Police. Despite that decrease, though, the number of shooting victims in Paterson in 2021 exceeded by more than 25% the total for any year in the past decade prior to 2020. As I said, good news, bad news situation. Number of shootings dwindled significantly during the last 3 months of 2021 as city officials spent huge amounts of overtime to increase police presence on the streets. Local community groups pushed various anti-violence initiatives. More police presence resulting in less gun violence. Imagine that. Not counselors, not social workers, police. I'm just saying, city's shooting decrease came as police registered an increase in the number of illegal guns that they grabbed a hold of. Number of seized firearms went up by 9.5%. That took it from 200 in 2020 to 219 last year. Look, throughout the state, the number of shooting victims actually rose by 8%. 2020 saw 1,303. 2021, 1,410. While shooting incidents increased by 6%, 1,047 to 1,115. Again, this is still with that same state police data. There were multiple victims in some of those shootings. You just want to have some qualifiers about that. New Jersey gun violence spike becomes quite a lot more pronounced when examined over the course of 2 years. Number of shooting victims in New Jersey jumped by 41% when you compare 2019 to 2021. The state stats came out this month show that Newark continues to have the most shootings in New Jersey. Last year, 283. That's a 10% increase. Mentioned Paterson. Trenton and Paterson, they were tied second with that 112 number. Camden, 111. Jersey City, 75. After that, the next closest city was Elizabeth with, not lower, still lower, 36 shootings. It's quite a gap between the upper echelon and the next in line. Mentioned those initiatives that Paterson put into place. Most of those involve paying overtime to cops, work extra shifts, especially during nights and weekends. Paterson last year spent about $5 million on police overtime last year, compared to about $3.1 million during their fiscal year 2020. That $5 million represented Paterson's largest police overtime expenditure in the past decade. Want to remind me about that defund the police line again?